Now about to talk once again with Rick Vatz. He's often on our program as we continue our reflections on this anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and talking very specifically with people of a certain age who remember that moment, indelibly marked in our minds, our hearts, our souls, that day was. Where were you that day, Vatz?
I was in high school, and when I heard about it, for the first and only time in my life, I almost fainted. I mean, I dropped to my knee because I was about to black out, and then
really?
then it kind of came to. I don't know if I actually lost consciousness, but I believe I have never fainted since, and I never fainted before that. It was
I
think in high school you believe that people are immortal, even though there's plenty of evidence that they're not. And when you
right.
and you hear that a young president, and we all love Kennedy, and I was the guy in high school who did the impersonation of Kennedy. I could still do it if you wanted. I could not believe it had happened, that in just a split second, a person who was young and vibrant was dead. And I was just enraged that somebody could just with a bullet and probably with no good reason whatsoever, which I later found out I was correct, would just take the life of a duly elected person. It never occurred to me this would happen. There hadn't been any assassinations in my lifetime, and then of course this was followed in a couple of years by the assassination of his brother and Martin Luther King, and others, and it was a terrible time. And incidentally, at the time, I think my politics have always been pretty much the same. I've always felt that I believed in a strong foreign policy, and I believe that African Americans, then they were called Negroes, I believe that that black people were denied the freedoms that we were all allowed to have, and it was just outrageous. And, you know, I have those same views today. I believe in a strong foreign policy, and I believe in equality. And I you know, I am conservative, but so was John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was, in fact, a conservative president. And look at the sentence for which he is most famous. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That says that we should avoid dependency. We shouldn't be always asking, what can the country do for us? What can government do for us? No, we should ask, what can we do as individuals to make this a better place? What can we do to make our life better? What can we do better to make people better around us? I mean, that sentence is a conservative sentiment. And he was, at the time, he was socially liberal, which you had to be at the time. I mean, how could you possibly think it was okay to have one group of people treated in one way and the rest of the country treated in another way? And yet he became stronger on foreign policy. The Cuban Missile Crisis, I thought that he avoided the crazies on the right, avoided the crazies on the left. And I thought that the blockade was wonderfully successful.
What do you think that the assassination did, not just to the generation, but to this country and to us since? I mean, what kind of lasting effect has it had on the psyche of just the consciousness of this country?
I think that most people who are adults never think anything is permanent anymore. It doesn't mean that we would have thought things were permanent years going forward, but when a youthful president, a good man, can just be killed by an individual who just simply wanted to kill him and we won't go into why he claims he killed him, but it leaves a certain impermanence, and you have impermanence and you have change, and you believe that nothing is guaranteed anymore. And I do think that the Kennedy assassination, more than anything else in my lifetime, proved to me that nothing is permanent. And also, Kennedy was the first president in my lifetime. I mean, I lived when Truman was president and when Eisenhower was president. And Kennedy was the first president who had kind of a cool sense of humor. You know, he was unthreatened. You know, he didn't seem in the black and white era. You know, he seemed to be in the color era. Whatever puns you want to make on that, he was the color president, and he really seemed to speak the language of youth, and he really seemed to have the kind of logic that I had, and I really think he was the last good Democratic president. He was a president who, again, was was conservative in foreign policy. And you have to be conservative in foreign policy, I believe, in order to have the United States have any influence in this awful world. And he was liberal when there were horrible things going on that he felt he could relieve. And there's no issue on which you could make a better argument for the unequal treatment of Americans and unequal opportunity than the treatment of that period of African Americans, of Jews, of Catholics who weren't—Jews and Catholics weren't allowed to go to certain universities, as were blacks not allowed to. I mean, it was appalling.
So, what was the rest of your day like that day?
Well, I think I just was in a daze. At school, I believe we were let out. And I was very close, as I still am, to my brother, and I was very close to my parents, and we talked about it, and my father simply said that when you have bad individuals who they can commit acts completely disproportionate to their worth, and that's exactly what Lee Harvey Oswald did. He completed an act that was 100% disproportionate to any worth he had. Lee, just like those who tried to kill Gerald Ford will never be known as significant figures, if Lee Harvey Oswald had not killed the president, who in the world would give a damn about Lee Harvey Oswald? I mean, what an unimportant individual to take the life of such a significant person.
You're not one of those folks who ascribes to any conspiracy theories when it comes to the assassination of JFK.
Well, let me say that there's ample evidence that John F. Kennedy shared women with people in organized crime, and that's not a safe way to live your life. But I have no evidence to the contrary, and I've avoided, when talking about the assassination of people, to ever say I am sure of X or I am sure of Y. What I do know what I think I know is that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. I don't know enough to say nobody else was involved. But he certainly made enemies in organized crime. He had enemies in the military, in the CIA. But I the only ones that ring a bell with me on that are his enemies in organized crime, who I suspect demand certain actions on their behalf. And John F. Kennedy was probably not willing to take them. So there could have been, but I don't have any information on that.
So just. What thought would you like to leave us with?
Well, there's a quote that is not famous that should be famous that John F. Kennedy gave in a speech. And let me just read you the
Please,
quote.
Please, go ahead.
This was in a speech following civil rights violence, and this is in a 1963 speech. We preach freedom around the world, and we mean it, and we cherish our freedom here at home. But are we to say to the world that this is the land of the free except for the Negroes, that we have no second-class citizens except Negroes, that we have no class or caste system, no ghettos, no master race except with respect to the Negroes? And that's a great quote. It's unanswerable. How could the United States have visited those policies on minorities in that era? And he was one voice that sought to end it, and he also influenced his vice president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was no friend of civil rights, to become the civil rights president.
My good friend Rick Vatch, thank you so much for reflections on John F. Kennedy.
Thank you very much, Mark. It was a pleasure being with you.